You know, you can judge stocks on a lot of different spectrums, but at New Constructs, they look at things as either being attractive or dangerous. And David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, is here, and we're looking for trouble. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, this is the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with David Trainer, president and founder of New Constructs, as he helps to sort the good from the bad. And at New Constructs, their means of sorting, their means of looking at stocks is a lot different from most. For starters, it is a forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis approach that is a little more painstaking than people just kind of looking willy-nilly and trying to say, let me see what the numbers say. But beyond that, they're not just looking at fundamentals. They're digging in and rehashing fundamentals from the bottom up, digging in at the footnotes level, working their way up to try to create a true picture. Because when you look at something from the top down, well, the surface level is easy. And you can pretty quickly come to conclusions like,
you are so good looking.
But at New Constructs, they ask the question,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah. And if they find that something is misleading and working potentially against you, where the good looks that you see at the top level are not there when you dig in from the bottom up, that is dangerous. If you want to learn more about how they do it, if you want to see their list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com, where they also blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more details about what we talk about here, go find it there as well. On Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, good to chat with you again.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
We got two microbubble stocks, GoDaddy and Dropbox.
Danger, danger.
GoDaddy and Dropbox, GDDY for GoDaddy, Dropbox DBX, microbubble stocks. Explain, and we've talked a little bit about microbubble, but explain why these stocks are on the microbubble and why that is so dangerous.
Right, yeah. You know, most investors are in sort of great or strong agreement around the fact that markets are, closer to the end of a bull market than the beginning. We see stocks really moving a lot less for their underlying or individual idiosyncratic fundamentals than sort of interest rates or macro outlooks around tariffs and things like that. And also another phenomenon that's not as much talked about is that while the overall market looks, you know, long in the tooth in terms of the more bull market phase, the most profitable companies are the cheapest stocks, and the most unprofitable companies tend to be the most expensive stocks. And so there's a market that is not universally overvalued, so to speak. And so what we've been trying to say is that, listen, it's time to be a little more selective and understand that, you know, there are some big, huge, profitable companies out there where their valuations make sense, like a GM or a Google. But then on the other hand, a Tesla or a Dropbox and a GoDaddy, for that matter, those valuations make no sense. And in fact, the future cash flow expectations baked into the stock prices are exceedingly optimistic and probably, by any reasonable judgment, impossible for the company to achieve. So what we're really trying to say is, don't short the market. Don't be out of stocks. Be smarter about which stocks you buy and which ones you sell. And the microbubble term is to identify those pockets of stocks in the market that we believe are in bubbles.
When you are looking, and you talk about pockets of stocks that are in bubbles, but a microbubble is really stock by stock. It's not as easy as saying, let's look for an industry. I mean, it was interesting. You talk about a GoDaddy and a Dropbox, and of course, they are popular names, technology-oriented, internet-oriented names, and you compare them with a General Motors, and you're going, yeah, different, very different sorts of stocks. But it is really on a case-by-case basis. Is there one particular telltale sign that when you look at microbubble stocks, you say, here's the number that is always or almost always out of whack?
It's valuation. You know, valuation in terms of what the required performance for the future cash flows to justify the stock price is, and typically, you know, we also see really poor fundamentals. So when I say required performance, we're talking about huge growth in cash flows, profits, revenue, market share gains that are enormous and huge, even compared to some of the big existing competitors while the current fundamentals of the business are horrific. You know, like, for example, with Dropbox, the current stock price implies they're going to be, you know, almost or to go be as big as Adobe, but grow their margins and profits by pretty ridiculous amounts, which will put them at also revenues that exceed where Microsoft's Office 365 is by maybe two or three times, and to generate significant profits. Current margin for Dropbox is -20%, right? So you're talking about huge amounts of profit growth when they don't actually have any profits, and revenue growth at the same time, so that they're somehow able to grow the business into profitability as well as growing the top line, which from a competitive perspective is kind of a very difficult thing to do. Like, it's easy to grow when you don't have to be profitable. It's easy to be profitable if you don't have to grow, or easier to do both is kind of impossible or super rare.
Let's talk about just how out of whack the valuations are. I mean, we're saying that these stocks are dangerous. They are dangerous because they are overvalued. You've pointed out valuation is the big thing. So what is a fair market price for GoDaddy and for Dropbox?
We don't like to necessarily do target prices, as you know, Chuck, but let's just say we have a couple of scenarios in the report that look at sort of potentially a less ridiculous expectation for future cash flows. And, you know, for Dropbox, we said, so let's assume they can get to a 6% net operating profit after tax margin. And again, it's currently -20%. Grow revenue by 20% compounded annually and do that for like almost 15 years. It's worth $13.
Wow.
That's about half what it is today.
Exactly.
So, you know, this is one that's got some really significant downside. GoDaddy's not quite as crazy. If they can just maintain their current margin at 6% and grow profits by 20% compounded annually for a decade, it's worth $45, or 40% below the current stock price. It's not as crazy, but it's also in a much more commoditized industry. And Dropbox is commoditized too. I mean, they're going up against Microsoft and other people that give away the same product for free. So say what you will about how boxed in Dropbox is. GoDaddy's in, I think, an industry that's declining more. I think, you know, you could at least make an argument that potentially the Dropbox business and industry is growing. Website domain buying and building, you know, it's probably maxed. Now, I don't say maxed out, but it's matured, a lot more mature market.
That's why, along with everything else, they are headed for trouble and in the danger zone. It's GoDaddy, G-D-D-Y, and Dropbox, D-B-X, microbubble stocks. That's not what they set out to be. That's what they're in, according to David Trainer. And because they're in a microbubble, well, 40% or more potential haircuts at the minimum. David, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
That's David Trainer, everybody. And if you want more information on new constructs, on the two stocks we just talked about, GoDaddy and Dropbox, go to newconstructs.com because they blog about their danger zone picks, but they also have everything else they do, including the most dangerous and most attractive stock lists and much more. It's newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs. We're heading for home on the Monday, August 5th edition of Money Life. Up next, Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist for Payton & Riegel. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.